Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Quarter Two Results 2017 of SFC Energy conference call. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Dr. Podesta, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Judith, for the introduction. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us in our half-year and quarter two results call. Together with my colleague Gerhard Inninger, we will be leading you through the highlights, also the details of the results in quarter two as well as the half year, and afterwards we will be happy to answer your questions. If we look back onto the first half year of 2017, I think we can look back on a successful growth period of all businesses here. And if we want to highlight a couple of things, I think we see consolidated sales revenue increasing by about 26%. We see a significant improvement on the profitability of the business throughout all different segments. We have some highlights, especially in Q2. I think the internationalization of our defense business is worthwhile to mention. And if we then look into the future for the remaining part of the year, a solid and strong increase in backlog compared to the previous year is a very good basis, combined with the dynamics in the different markets, to reconfirm our existing guidance in terms of revenue, but also in terms of improvement of profitability. Last but not least, I think after the reporting period, an important milestone was the agreement we reached here with Harbert's European Growth Capital to join in as a financing partner, which gives us a stable basis to execute on our plans. Let me now go into some of the details. Overall, on the sales front, we really see the sales momentum continuing here from a strong first quarter into the second quarter. As mentioned, growth is about overall 26.5% year on year. We reached consolidated revenues of 26.3 million compared to 20.8 million in the previous year, in the first 6 months of the previous year. The main drivers here for the growth is strong momentum in oil and gas, in industry, but also in the defense and security segment. If we now drill down a little further and look into the oil and gas segment first, we see sales up by 32% here from 8.8 million to 11.7 million in the first half year. Even though we saw a period of lower oil prices in Q2, which immediately resulted in a, I would say, more cautious spending pattern here on our customers' end, we still produced a growth of more than 22% in Q2, and I think from this perspective, this is solid performance. But if we look into the facts behind it, I think it's even more important to see that part of it is ongoing sustaining investment, but part of it is new projects really coming into realization. We also see a marked increase in drillings of new oil and gas wells throughout the period. And we also observe a continuation of all those trends here into the second half of the year, and therefore we expect a positive impact, especially on our upstream. Well, most of our business is upstream on our business as such. In the security and industry segment, as a business unit and as a reporting segment, again, the largest part of our business, continued robust growth. Sales up by 28% from 9.9 million in the first half year of 2016 to 12.6 million in the first half year of 2017. Key drivers, steady growth from existing and new customers in our power electronics business. Especially in Q2, we saw the business growing from roughly 3.2 million to over 4 million, one of the best quarters we have seen in this business so far. And at the same time, we see the industrial fuel cell business being driven here by demand, especially in the area of civil surveillance systems throughout Europe, but also in markets like Singapore, like some of our previous publications confirmed here, the positive trend. Defense, I mentioned before in the highlights, we took a conscious decision last year to invest further into our defense organization, strengthening the team here nationally but also internationally, and we see that especially the international expansion here starts to bear initial fruits. Very good examples for this in Q2 are successful entrance into the UK military market after a couple of years of good trials. We landed the first serial order here for Emily products on board auxiliary power units for light military vehicles, but also a follow-on order from our Indian customers here for powering off-grid border protection. Both of it at the end reduce the dependency on the national defense sector here that is traditionally a year-end business. Coming to the consumer segment, also there in Q2, we came back to a growth mode with a 9% increase in sales year-on-year in quarter two. We ended the half year still 5 percentage points below the half year result of 2016, but also here expansion of the business on an international level, especially in North America, but also improving the performance in existing markets. We mentioned before already the restructuring of sales channels, especially in a core market like France, start to produce results, and we are confident to be able to perform at least at last year's level here on a full year basis. Altogether, we see a positive market environment also going into the second half of the year, and we'll get back to the details here of the guidance at the end of the presentation. Now I would like to hand over to Gerhard to lead you through the financial results and give you the details on this.
Thank you, Peter, and also good morning from my side. Please let me give you an update on our margins and earnings figures as well on our balance sheet structure. The profitability improved significantly compared to previous year's performance. The gross profit in the first half of 2017 was 7.9 million or 30.2%, also here an improvement to prior year where we stood at 6.1 million or 29.5% of sales. The increase over the years was therefore 29.3% compared to prior year, and this was even higher than the significant increase in sales. So the key message for us is for the total group that the higher revenue was not, let's say, purchased over lower margins, so we could even keep the margins and increase this. I think this is a very important key message that we have in our figures. The group's second quarter gross profit came to 4.3 million or 32.6% compared with only 2.9 million or 27.8% from last year. The increase in defense revenue definitely helped here as well. The year-on-year change in the individual segments, gross profit was as follows. The gross profit in oil and gas segment was 2.7 million or 23.3%, and this was above the previous year's figure. The security and industry segment gross profit was 4.8 million, and this was our strongest segment, which was above prior year with 3.7 million. The gross margin remained almost constant at 38%. The consumer segment gross profit was 443, which was below prior year's 555K. The gross margin in the first half of 2017 was 22.4%. On the EBIT and the operating results, the group EBIT improved in the first half year of 2017 from minus 2.9 million to round about minus 1.5 million. The EBIT margin improved from 13.8% minus to minus 5.8%, so we had a plus here in total from 1.4 million. Adjusted for the non-recurring effects means the underlying result. In the first half year of 2017, this amounted to round about minus 1 million. In the previous year, we had round about minus 2.5 million, so we improved here 1.5 million. The EBIT in the second quarter of 2017 totaled to minus 700K, following minus 1.9 million in the second quarter of 2016. On the EBITDA side, and this is always the first look we improved from minus 1.8 million to minus 546K. So the EBITDA margin improved from minus 8.4% to minus 2.1%, so a plus of 1.2 million. And as you can see, we are coming closer to the zero, which is definitely the first target and, of course, a further improvement. Adjusted for the one-off effects mentioned earlier, the underlying EBITDA in the first 6 months was minus 368K. In the previous year, we had run about minus 1.9 million. Also here, a plus of 1.5 million. The EBITDA in the second quarter of 2017 improved to minus 200K, following a minus 1.3 million in the second quarter of 2016. The total result, earnings after taxes, means the end of the P&L in the first half year was minus 1.8 compared to 3 million minus in the year before, also here plus 1.2 million. So you can see all our result figures around about 1 million to 1.5 million better than 12 months ago before. On the balance sheet, the available cash and cash equivalents fell to 1 million at June 30, 2017, the year before, or at the end of 2016, we had 1.8 million. So this is 700K lower. The equity ratio at the end of the first year was still close to 35%. There were two important subsequent events after June 30th. This was in July, a little capital increase we did, around about 160,000 shares, resulting from the loan we took in 2016, convertible. The cash impact, very positive, 400K for the company. And as Peter mentioned before, after the end of the reporting period on August 3rd, Management Board of SFC, with the approval of Supervisory Board, agreed on a financing package with Harbert European Growth Capital Fund, called Harbert, consisting of issuance of a secured fixed interest bond with a nominal amount of 5 million, enter into related security agreements, as well as issuance of an option bond. This transaction provided SFC with a cash flow, positive cash flow from financial activity at the amount of 5 million, and this cash inflow will be used for repay loans, strengthen the company's liquidity base, and promote the further international expansion of the business. This was a quick summary on the operating results and the earnings, and let me hand back now to Peter Podesser, who will give you an update on our outlook for the rest of 2017. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gerhard. Yeah, we are seeing overall the dynamics here in the markets being positive. We are seeing a strong momentum here on the sales front continuing. And we also have seen our business in the first half year performing in the upper range of our expectations. We now look into the further part of 2017. I think there are two main developments here on the sales side that make us confident. We see really a step up in spending in defense, but also in the civilian security business. Besides the continuing robust growth here of the industrial business, and we also see an increase in spending in oil and gas, as mentioned. We have responded to both developments here by adding key people to our team, recompleting especially the sales team here in Canada, and be quick to really catch the momentum at the right time was a key step here in Q1 and Q2. And I mentioned already the expansion of our defense team here in Europe. The financing we concluded here with Harbert about 2 weeks ago, I think, has two elements. The one is we were really convinced by Harbert's approach and I'd say nature being a strong and long-term oriented partner. The second one simply provides the stability here for us from a financing angle to be able to execute on the plans we have, and also naturally reduce the cost levels on the financing end here to the company from existing loans. If we summarize all of this, I think we are optimistic and confident to reconfirm the guidance. On the revenue side, we expect to see the business performing here in a range between 50 and 55 million of consolidated revenues. And on the profitability side, as Gerhard already elaborated in more details, we expect a significant improvement on all levels of the profitability compared to 2016. With this, I would like to conclude our presentation here, hand over to our operator and open the floor here for questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now we will begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for a speaker, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. We received the first question from Carsten von Blumenthal. Your line is now open.
Carsten von Blumenthal from First Berlin. You had a very strong defense business in Q2 with a plus 143% year-on-year. Could you give us the sales value in absolute terms?
Absolutely. We improved here from about 380K last year to 940 somewhat thousand, mainly driven, as mentioned, by international projects here.
Perfect. Thank you. Usually, or in many previous years, your Q3 sales had a seasonal dip. And now this year you have a very strong order backlog and obviously strongly increasing business, especially in oil and gas and also industry. And perhaps you could give us a feeling how you see Q3. Is it a rather strong, or could it be a rather strong quarter, or do you see any obstacles?
Well, overall, the seasonal pattern will not really change fundamentally, because we are seeing a seasonal, or we are experiencing a seasonality in oil and gas, as well as especially on the consumer end. For this year, we expect some compensation and softening here of this effect. A, as you mentioned, strong backlog here, especially on the industrial part of the business, and B, also from the defense part of the business.
All right. Regarding the potential German army contract, could you give us an update where you stand there?
Well, with a tendency here to be repetitive, we can confirm that we are executing on the test planning as agreed here with our customers. We've seen positive trials here throughout this period and expect to conclude this really in the foreseeable future. Therefore, I think no fundamental change to previous reportings.
So you still hope for concluding it this year?
Well, we still are confident we are able to really deliver those results. In normal circumstances, one would expect it to be concluded this year. Even for the case, this should not happen. I think we have strong backup here from our international customer base, which was not the case in previous years and which is not all reflected in the current guidance.
Mm-hmm. When you say normal circumstances, you think of the election in Germany. Do you already see that there is more careful action on the side of the German ministry?
No, I think what we observe here and what we all see as the usual modus operandi is, and in an election year, there is a certain, well, slowdown and still a residual risk that we can simply not fully eliminate. And that's why we keep our cautious approach here and our cautious assessment.
Okay, thank you for that. You mentioned the Q2 oil price dip and relative customer caution. Now the oil price is back at roughly $50. Does that mean that you currently see an increasing demand again from your oil and gas customers?
Exactly, and I think what we see is that, again, the overall the industry has really reacted to this tough and long crisis that lasted for almost 2 years by bringing their cost base significantly down. Some of our core customers were able to calibrate their cost base down to be able to operate at the $30 barrel level. And we have also made our budget assumptions here to see, let's say, the oil price not above $40. So overall, with the oil price where it stands right now, I think that's a good basis for the industry to generate positive cash flows and for us to reach our targets.
Perfect. Thank you very much for taking my questions.
Thank you very much, Carsten.
The next question comes from Malte Schaumann, Warburg Research. Your line is now open.
Good morning. First one is regarding JDAs. Could you maybe elaborate on the potential you see there? I mean, it was, and historically, it was a bit. It wasn't too bad. I think last year it was pretty good. The first half of this year. So, how do you see that part of your business developing going forward?
Good morning, Malte. On the JDAs, yeah, we I'd say we're able to execute here with one international customer here that is that was coming into 2017. We are working on some new projects here to potentially be concluded still before the end of the year to have a good basis for the upcoming year. The good news here is that we hear from the national customer side that there is funds available and there are There is interest in some of our core products for further development. And the other thing is that we also have a reconfirmation here from one of our core international customers to continue with a project that is about to be finished. Impact to be expected, most of it definitely in 2018.
Okay.
But at least the number in JDAs in 2017 was double as high as in 2016.
Okay. And that is kind of, this is not a temporary development, so you would you expect that level to be sustainable going forward?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think we have a significant, well, at least a good upside here.
Yeah, okay, good. And then on the contracts with the Indian and British contract, did that already lead to sales in the second quarter, or will these come in the current quarter?
I'm not sure whether I understood the question right here. You're talking about India?
India and the UK project.
It's both shipped, all shipped in June.
Okay. And could you generally talk about the potential on a mid- to long-term view you see for the equipment delivery to armies apart from the, besides the Bundeswehr, to your more or less newly developed customers, India, France, Britain, whoever is in the pool. So what is the sales potential you see maybe next year or in 3 years? How do you see product talks developing?
The overall guideline here and our overall target here is really to have a balance, 50-50, national defense business and international defense business. We will not be, let's say, fully able to come up to this level in 2017, which was also not the plan. But overall, I think for 2018, 19, and 20, if we look into all the three-year planning that is out there from customers like the Bundeswehr, but also customers here in European NATO states, but also neighboring countries here, we see upcoming topics and programs, for example, in Switzerland. We also made our entry into the French market last year. India and Israel have developed into, let's say, stable users of our product. I think it is very realistic to say we will be able to balance this 50-50 here between our German national business and the international business, which then, again, is simply a healthier business, and it's a key risk mitigation for our overall business model.
Okay. So, I mean, in a normal, kind of normal scenario, we would expect maybe 5 million sales from the Bundeswehr. And generally, the base expectation would be 5 million of sales opportunities on top of that.
I think that's a fair assumption. And then based on, I think, project cycles, we might see some spikes, but also some dips to this.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Any chance to penetrate the U.S. Army, or are these more or less supporting their own suppliers?
We've started again our activities there because also business opportunities opening up. What we have done is we have contracted one former customer of ours, a former U.S. Military member and a former, I'd say, long-term user of our products to help us starting the business development exercise. But the target is not to set up, let's say, the own SFC entity there, because the current environment on the political end suggests to work here under national flag. The target here for our team and especially for the spearheading person in the U.S. is identifying the right partner that can take our product into the U.S. market, talking about established suppliers to the U.S. armed forces. No significant impact expected here in the revenue numbers in 2017, but definitely first results 2018.
Okay. Could you Are all of you, is that related to one or two special products, or are all of your products maybe of interest, finally?
Again, here also, the two core applications is man based and man worn energy supplies based on the Jenny platform, whether this is a Jenny 600 or Jenny 1200 with rather a tendency to the Jenny 1200. And the other one is vehicle based as well as dismounted applications based on the Emily platform. Both.
Yeah, okay, good. Then on Cymark, maybe comment on how far have you progressed in integrating fuel cells into the Cymark offerings to penetrate customers with a combined offering. What is the status here?
We see here, I'd say, this is the fastest growing part of our Cymark business, of our oil and gas business. We have seen in terms of order intake, but also in terms of shipment, the strongest period here in the first half of 2017 so far. Two key drivers. The one is really now first repeat orders here from oil and gas customers with a clear focus on surveillance and security equipment, where we are providing not only the fuel cells here, we are providing here trailer-based solutions, we are providing cabinet fully integrated solutions, including, I'd say, the related solar systems, including, let's say, the batteries, fully integrated off-grid systems. And the other thing is really penetration of new customers. As mentioned, we have strengthened our team there. We have hired people into our sales team here from other off-grid energy suppliers as thermoelectric generators. We have, I think, a good addition and completion of the team right now. And so it's really existing customer base, repeat orders, and new customer penetration. Good development.
Okay. Could you share a sales number for the first half?
Well, we can say that about...
Well, looking on my margin overview, the sales number in Canadian dollars, so divide by 1.5 roundabout, was around 1.4 to 1.5 million.
In CAD dollar or the euro?
This is dollars. This is a million euros.
Yeah. And how much of that is purely fuel cell related?
Average between 50-60%, sometimes 70%, depending on the level of integration. As mentioned, we have also on the integrated systems level, we are providing here not only the fuel cell part, we are providing the entire system, including, let's say, the enclosures, as it was the original strategy that is now executed and implemented.
Yeah, okay. And how quickly does that scale up? So, I mean, I don't know if you have a number of projects, or what does the pipeline look like for 2018-19? What is the potential sales growth contribution that part of the business is going to make?
I think for this year, we wanna be, let's say, at 10% level, and then driving this up, let's say, to a 20%, 25% level of the overall sales, I think is a realistic path.
In 2 to 3 years, probably?
In 2 years.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, okay, good. Good. That's for me. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Malte.
There are no further questions at the moment. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. As there are no further questions, I would hand back to you, gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much. With this, we would like to conclude our call for today. We thank you very much for your time
and your interest in our results and in the company. As always, please do not hesitate to get back to Gerhard and or myself for further details and further questions. Thank you very much and have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.